Today's introduction is, for me, both poignant and yet exciting at the same time. It's poignant because it means having to leave the residents of Tanjung Pagar GRC, especially those in the Tanjung Pagar Tiong Bahru Division. I've been MP for Tanjung Pagar since 2001. That's 24 years. Over that time, so many strong bonds have been built and so many wonderful memories created. To the Tanjung Pagar residents, I just want to say that it has been an honor and a privilege to serve you all these years, and I thank you for the support for me and for the PAP. It's not easy to leave Tanjung Pagar. I shall miss all of you, and especially the uncles and aunties in the neighborhood, and most especially the uncles. However, you can be assured that the PAP will field a solid team in Tanjung Pagar, and if elected, they will do their utmost for you. At the same time, being fielded as a PAP candidate for the new electoral division of Pasir Ris Changi brings a new opportunity to serve. As I'm new to the residents of Pasir Ris Changi, I should say a few things about myself. I'm a lawyer by profession and practice in the private sector for 25 years before joining government full-time in 2012. What am I passionate about? People. And in particular, building strong communities where people care about one another and where they look out for each other, where you know that you're not alone and that there is always a helping hand. I think residents of Pasir Ris Changi would also want to know, what would be my focus if elected? My focus would be on the residents here, your needs, your aspirations. And I would also look at how to continue to improve this town, building on the good work that SMTO and 2M Maliki have done. Let me highlight three areas in particular. First, I know that top of mind for residents is cost of living and jobs. I'm already involved in addressing these at the national level because of my work at the Ministry of Finance, and I will push for support as long as it's needed. I would also like to do more on this at the local level for the residents of Pasir Ris Changi. Second, I would also have a strong focus on families. I believe that families are important. They are at the heart of everything that we do. At the national level, I've been working with Senior Minister Teo Chee Hian over the last 5 years. We increased the baby bonus cash gift. We enhanced the child development account. We introduced 10 weeks of shared parental leave and the large family scheme. However, I also want to do more for residents at the local level in terms of amenities, facilities, and programs that are family-friendly. Third, infrastructure. The first thing that struck me when I did my recce or reconnaissance around this area was the amount of construction going on. Now, all this is evidence of development for the town. I thank our residents for their patience and understanding as these major infrastructure works take place. When done, Pasir Ris and Changi will be much better connected by road and rail. However, we will also look at the last mile issues, how to plug the infra gaps at the local level to make moving around easier for residents, and how to reduce disamenities in the meantime. And finally, if elected, we will look at what connectivity and amenities we can bring to the Changi area and the residents living there. And I also hear the wishes of the residents of Pulau Ubin. That is something I will look into as well.
I had the privilege of being an MP for Pasir Ris for the past 5 years. And I must say that this community has already become a very big part of my life. And what is even more special is that we get to work very closely with the residents in every step of the way, whether it's hearing their feedback on what they want to improve, or having them to step forward to serve with us, or working with us to make real improvement on the ground. So let me elaborate a little bit. First, on speaking up and getting their feedback, I had the privilege to walk around through house visits, to attending the wakes, through the many events, and also the chit-chats with our residents, to hear directly from them what are some of the issues that concerns them. This could be real estate issues or estate issues, or this could be national concerns like on cost of living or job security. I must say that these feedback are very important for me because they form the basis of my action plan. Secondly, I was very fortunate that over the last 5 years, I had many residents who stepped forward to volunteer with me, especially so because I was setting up a new division in Pasir Ris Central, and their willingness to step forward to be part of the solution has really inspired me as well. Thirdly, together with my team, we have worked very hard in the last 5 years to make real improvements in Pasir Ris Town. So we focus on three areas. First, making Pasir Ris Town a more vibrant one and modernize it. Second, to focus on social support. And third, building cohesion. Let me elaborate each one in turn. On the town development, as SMTO, as Min Indrani has highlighted, Pasir Ris is going through a major redevelopment for good reasons. And in the process, you can see that we have the Cross Island Line project going on. We have a new Pasir Ris Mall. We have a new polyclinic. We had a new bus interchange, which will open this weekend. So these are developments that will benefit all our residents here in the longer term. But our focus is to make sure that all these benefits will not be offset by the transitional inconveniences. And also, I would like to thank all the residents for their support and patience. So that's one important area we will continue to step on it. Second part is on social support, making sure in Pasir Ris we leave no one behind. And here we focus on two important areas. First, how to deal with the immediate cost of living concerns. We roll out quite a number of care stores. We roll out food distribution, bread runs weekly, free tuition, free haircuts, and so on. And as well as in the job site, we also set up Project Success and more recently, a career networking opportunity for PMETs. These are important initiatives to help ensure that no one gets left behind. We also take special care of our seniors because they are our treasures and we make sure their health and their wellness is always taken care of. And also, we are very, very grateful that many of our young people have stepped forward to volunteer and make an impact in Pasir Ris Town itself. The last part is about building a close-knit community. This is a constant work in progress. And besides the usual festive celebration, in the last couple of years, we have also innovated and introduced new ones. For instance, the Town Park National Day Carnival, where we had fireworks fired from the middle of the pond. After many, many years, we have not done it in Pasir Ris, as well as the street party, where we closed the entire street for the residents to celebrate the year end, and many other sustainability programs for many different residence types. So in short, we have done a lot in the last 5 years, and there's a lot more we want to do. So we look forward to working closely with our community partners, with our community leaders and volunteers, as well as all our residents to make Pasir Ris Changi a better town for all of us.
From the uncertainty of COVID-19 to today's cost of living pressures felt in Singapore and across the world, I've walked this journey with you, listening, learning, and working together to build a stronger and more caring Pasir Ris. Your stories have shaped my work in Parliament. I've spoken about the cost of living pressures we face, championed stronger support for caregivers, and I'm heartened that the home caregiving grant has since tripled to $600 and pushed for fairer housing access for young families. I've advocated better protection for gig and lower wage workers, especially in healthcare and housing. I've supported inclusive and anti-discriminatory workplace practices through the Workplace Fairness Bill and called for more flexible work arrangements so that our seniors, or back-to-work mothers, caregivers, and persons with disabilities can contribute meaningfully and with dignity. To me, policies must serve real lives. That's why I've spoken up for children with special needs, promoted digital inclusion, fought for fairer DSA access, and called for stronger support for disadvantaged students. Like many of you, I worry about rising costs too, for families and businesses. And I also think about our children and the future we're building for them. I want a Singapore where they can dream bigger, find success in whatever they set their mind to, and find meaningful opportunities in a thriving economy. To get there, we must stay competitive, open, and be forward-looking. I've championed efforts to prepare Singapore for global shifts like BEPS 2.0 and rising tariffs, and supported initiatives like the refundable investment credit and workforce upskilling, so we can attract investments, create good jobs for Singapore, and open new doors for our next generation. Beyond our shores, I've called for Singapore to continue our humanitarian efforts, including in Gaza, while staying focused on energy security and bold investments in hydrogen and nuclear energy. But I believe an MP must go beyond the parliament. That's why we rolled up our sleeves, supporting job seekers through Project Success, using technology to help over 300 families monthly through our care store, ensuring warm meals for our seniors via Community Makan, and launching mentorship programs for our youth at risk.
I'd like to share three things that define why I'm stepping forward. The first, what really sparked my interest in sustainability and community engagement. Secondly, my current life and that grounds the issues that we care about. And thirdly, I realized through my years of volunteering, I've come to the conclusion that the best ideas doesn't come from the top, but from the grounds up, from Singaporeans themselves. And I love bringing those ideas to life. Currently, I have a 2-year-old who is my world, but my journey to motherhood wasn't easy. I've walked through the silent heartbreak of miscarriage, not once, but twice. These experiences really broke me in ways that I didn't expect, but it also made me more determined than ever to be a voice for those who often feel unheard in the journey of starting a family and subsequently maintaining one. And it can be issues on health, financials, housing. I know this sometimes can be a very lonely journey because our generation is stretched. We are the caregivers raising our children, looking after our aging parents, managing households and careers, often all at once. We face a global phenomenon of rising living costs, competitive job markets, and a quiet, unspoken pressure of holding everything together. So yes, our generation is stretched thin, but we are also very strong, innovative, and deeply caring. And most important, we demand better, not just for ourselves, but for our next generation. So people awake at 3 a.m. with a screaming toddler, then waking up early in a few hours' time to send them to childcare, rushing off to work, and in the middle of the day having to send their parents at a medical appointment, all while trying to hand out an assignment at work, I feel you. And people who want their children to grow up in a Singapore that is green, that is fair, and full of opportunity, these are who that I want to represent. So I'll go on to my last part, recounting my years of volunteering, 8 years of volunteering. I've seen really through these years of volunteering how great ideas don't just come from the top. In fact, most of them come from everyday Singaporeans. And I love turning those ideas into action because I believe that real change actually starts with a conversation. I thrive on creating these moments, connecting needs to action, linking ideas to implementation, and bridging people with policy. I hope to continue doing this in a bigger way for the residents of Pasir Ris and Changi, and for all of Singapore.